Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, or good afternoon, or good morning, or hello, and welcome to you wherever you are right here, right now. You are listening to a live episode of New You City Chat. I'm Danielle Mercurio, and I'm going to be the host for the evening, and I am just so, so grateful that you are here with me today, as well as our special guests and anyone else that is listening in with you. We have a really, really great show planned for tonight, and it's something that everyone can relate to in some way or another, and it will really give you a lot of tools and resources that will help you get through this month in a way that maybe would have been a little bit more scary or intolerable, or maybe you just wouldn't have known what the hell was going on and why things kind of seem to blocking up, or the world is working against you. And now you're going to get some awareness, and you're going to get some tools, and you're going to get some resources so that not only can you get through the month, but maybe make it that much better, and maybe even a standout month, let alone at that. So before we get into the meat of what the show is tonight, I want to tell you a little bit more about me and introduce you to the subject matter. So for those of you that have been listening for a while, welcome back. I'm so glad that you're giving me yet another go. And for those of you that are new to the show, like I said, my name is Danielle Mercurio, and this is New You City Chat. It's based off of my business, New You City, where I help individuals that have a big city dream move into that dream life, that come here for a reason and maybe got overwhelmed or sidetracked, or the routine wasn't exactly what they thought it was going to be. We take that current reality and we bring it into that dream life that they came here for, or we make it something that they didn't even imagine possible and is better than they could have thought to begin with. So that's what New You City is all about. And it's all about falling in love with yourself and your environment along the way. And so I love to use this show as a platform to give people the resources to get to know themselves a little bit better, get to be more comfortable with their environment, and really thrive where they are, not just settle or be stuck or be constantly confused and wondering why things aren't working out the way that you intended them to. And so with that being said, I'm actually reporting, as always, I report from my home studio, but this is my brand new home. I just moved in to a one-bedroom on the Upper East Side here in Manhattan a couple weeks ago, and I'm settling in, and it's magical. I feel like I'm in the honeymoon phase right now, but I'm in like a brand new relationship, and I'm falling in love, and we're getting to know each other, and I'm finding out what my apartment likes, and it's finding out what I like, and we're kind of working on a group together, and it's been really, really fun. So it feels right. It feels like I'm supposed to be here. It's meant to be. Doing the show from here right now feels so natural. So I'm so excited and have learned so much in that process that I can help other people that are moving or situating themselves into the city. So throughout the show, you are more than welcome to engage with us as well. We have a number that you can call into. It's 646-716-9397, and you can hit 1 to dial in and talk with us, or you can just hang out on that line and just listen this way. We also have a chat room if you're listening via the link that was aired, or posted rather, and you can comment in the chat room. You can ask any questions if you want us to repeat something. If you want to start talking with some of the other people that are in the chat room, go for it. It's your platform to be interactive and have fun while you're listening to us. I'm also on Twitter at New You City, so you can shoot over any tweets or questions that you have that way as well. So please, 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 I encourage you to be interactive, have fun, and just enjoy yourself throughout this program. So tonight, the title is Mercury Retrograde is Back Again, How to Brace Yourself. Now, some of you may have experienced Mercury in retrograde before. Maybe some of you have no idea what I'm talking about, or maybe some of you have heard about it, but you're not really sure, or you just think it's all just kind of a hoax or phony, and you're not really knowing what it's about, but you're kind of curious at the same time, and that's why you're on the call. So what Mercury retrograde is when it has to do with astrology and it has to do with how the planets align within themselves. So how we exist in our day-to-day life is a lot of the creation of our environment, the universe, and the way the planets line up. And each planet carries, how I believe, a certain energy. And those energies radiate off of each other based on the moon cycles, how they orbit around the sun, and how you engage with them in your own sense too, either knowingly or unknowingly. And so what happens during a Mercury retrograde is that Mercury, about 3 or 4 times a year, in this case 3 times this year, Mercury passes the Earth in its orbit. So basically what's happening is it's creating a backwards motion. It gives this illusion that Mercury is almost spinning backwards around the sun as opposed to flowing in a fluid forward motion. And Mercury is the planet that rules communication, kind of considered the messenger of all the planets and the gods, if you will. It also controls travel and technology. So when Mercury is going in this backward spinning motion, things kind of get haywire. They go off balance. They suddenly stop, or they don't know where to go next, or they kind of get off of track. So maybe you had travel plans, and then all of a sudden your flight gets canceled, or maybe you didn't back up your computer, and the next thing you know, it crashes. Or maybe there's communication issues with a friend. You get into a fight over something so silly and little and small that typically wouldn't even faze you. All of a sudden, you're getting completely out of control and you're venting about it and you don't know what to do. So there's all these like weird factors that come into play and you don't know where they're coming from. And so oftentimes, this is what happens with Mercury. Now, tonight when we talk about these planets and astrology and all these different things, I just want you to know that this is all up for your interpretation. I am not claiming this to be hard evidence, this to be complete science, legit, verbatim. Take what you will from it. I believe that if you're listening now, you're listening for a reason. And there's some kind of message that you are going to take from it. So that being said, just let that happen. Just let the natural flow, whether you believe in it or not, it doesn't really matter. If you take something from it that has value to you, then it was considered worth it. So it's all up for your interpretation, as I said. These are all our opinions. These are all our, and I believe, interpretations from a divine power or some kind of intuition or some kind of influence that is giving us these messages to spread outward. I believe that there is a shift in consciousness right now where we are going more from looking to the outside to find our answers, and we're more looking towards the inside to see that that's actually where the answers are, where we are becoming more sensitive to these frequencies and to these different forces in the universe that maybe we don't understand, but we are attracted to nonetheless, and we're curious, and we want to know more. And we're seeing that some of the ways that we tried aren't working out, so now it's time to maybe try something else. And perhaps maybe it's that we actually know the answers all along. So back to Mercury and the trends that we've been seeing for 2014, it's already retrograded once. You may have experienced it back in February. It was the whole month for the most part, and it was hard. It was a very, very severe backwards retrograde. A lot of things may have happened where you felt a lot of resistance, or you just felt really burdened or overwhelmed, or just didn't really understand why things just could never go your way. Like, when were you going to get a break already? Like, really? Again? This? Now? You know, for me being in Manhattan, the weather was so awful. We were getting snowstorm after snowstorm, the bitter cold. Work things were happening that were just like so outside the norm that you would never expect. And it was hard. So there was a lot of resistance energy that was coming from that retrograde. And March, we got a little bit of a relief, but it kind of built up again with April when we had 2 solar eclipses. And what solar eclipses do, create change, and they do it in a very abrupt manner. And the reason why they're doing this, it's almost like, I like to call it universal spring cleaning. So it's like the universe is flushing out what doesn't serve you anymore, whether you like it or not. Maybe you think it's working just fine. Well, the universe has another agenda for you. It knows that there's something better out there for you, and sometimes you're not willing to make that change, so it has to do it for you. There may have been some job losses. Maybe you got laid off. Maybe a relationship ended that you didn't see coming. Maybe you had to suddenly move. Or maybe something even more severe, like there were some deaths in the family or in your friend circle that were hard and unfortunate. And that's not easy to take on. And, you know, it definitely can wear on us and it can strain on us. But at the same time, our lives get so full and so off balance that we have to clear the path. We have to align ourselves into a new beginning in order to get what it is that we need next in our next chapter. And so you may have felt that this past spring, and then in May, the new beginning, kind of finding your footing, seeing where it is that you kind of refit in with these new changes that happen. And with the beginning of June, feeling a little bit of relief, a little bit of lightness, a little bit of laughter when Gemini spent in on, I believe it was the 28th, I want to say, on that Tuesday or Wednesday perhaps, and kind of a little bit of a lightness, a little bit of relief, a little bit of, yes, I can do this, I can make this. So now hearing that Mercury's coming back again in retrograde, you're like, oh, my God, really? Like, I just went through so much. Here I am again. So it's not going to be as hard as it was the first time around. And it's also going to be so much better with this idea of awareness. The reason why we're having the show is to give you the awareness. It's key. When you know how to prepare for something, clearly it's so much better, isn't it, than if something comes at you suddenly that you didn't see coming. So we want to give you some awareness of the tools that you can use. And with Mercury being in Gemini right now, we're in Gemini season. You may know some Geminis are having birthdays or celebrations going on. Mercury, as I said, is a messenger symbol planet. It rules communication. Gemini is also a very talkative social sign. There's going to be a lot of messages going on right now. There's going to be a lot of different signs. There's going to be a lot, though, of verbal and nonverbal communication, and it may get askewed. So it's something that we want to look out for during this time, which, again, like I said, we'll be getting more into in a moment. So that being said, I can't do this all on my own. There's so much to talk about, but at the same time, I don't want it all just to be my own opinion, my own interpretation, my own facts. I wanted to bring in a fresh perspective, too. So when I was putting together this show, I knew that it was really important to talk about this subject matter, but I also knew, like I said, I needed someone to help me out. And so whenever I need someone to help me out, I turn to the universe. Say, you know better than me. You know who needs to be doing this with me in the moment, who I'm going to have great synergy with, who I don't even really need to spend a lot of time prepping or anything. It's just going to naturally just work in a beautiful, synergetic, magical way. And so I went on Facebook shortly after, and I saw this particular individual write a little post about Mercury retrograde. And it was really well written. And I was like, oh, my God, this is definitely what I needed. It totally aligns with what I'm trying to do. And she was someone that I haven't even actually met, which is the beauty of social media and this world that we live in. But someone that another friend of mine in New York City had connected me to, and we just kind of became friends and not really knowing what would come of it, but just kind of in each other's circles. And so it was just so great to see the meaning of our connection and to see why we were brought together and now to see it unfold on the show tonight. So her name is Yvette Escalette, and she is with me tonight for the hour to really just kind of dig into this juicy matter, not only just to talk about the planetary effects and how they save us, but what we can do, the practical tools and the practical resources that we can use, which is why she's really going to be a great value. So a little bit more about her. She loves writing her regular posts on Facebook, and she does it with a practical, essential tip of the day for her friends and family. Her love of spirituality and living inspire her to bridge universal spiritual concepts with everyday life. She believes that so many times people already know what they're supposed to be doing, but just need a little help with the how. After a divorce that left her with three beautiful children that were 3 years old and under at the time, she graduated as an English literature major in 2004 from Chapman University while commuting from her hometown in Tustin, Southern California. Going through the struggle that divorce life left her with, she learned how to see the love in every valuable life skill she learned in all areas of child rearing, love, finances, and career. Her daily practice of meditation and as a yogi, her inner world so that she can now help others. She now reaches out to friends worldwide, acting as a mentor and a coach, working on her personal website to follow in the coming months. With that, I would like to welcome Yvette to the show. Hi.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you so much. What a nice introduction. I'm honored, and this is really a fun topic today.
Yeah, I'm just so excited that you're on board. I can't stress it enough. And I'm always just in awe of the synergy and just having the right people come on at the right time. So I think it's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, thank you so much. Just a little bit about me. You kind of gave a great intro. As far as my practical essential tips, the thing I really thought about, you know, just kind of, I'm a very kind of a heady kind of a girl. I just operate more than half the time inside my head, and I go internally, and I love spiritual concepts. Anything that's esoteric has always fascinated me. So bringing that along with life experiences, that's what got me through some of like the tough times. And so I love being able to bridge those spiritual concepts with stuff in real life and how to actually, you know, put it into use. And being that I am a Virgo, I'm very analytical. I kind of see things structurally anyways. So it's just really fun. It's super rewarding. And so, yeah, I think the universe definitely brought us together because that's what I love and that's what you love. I mean, so today just was a super, super fun serendipitous thing. So Mercury retrograde.
Woo-hoo.
What a fun time.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yes, exactly. A way to put a positive spin on it. I think it's great. And I just love that your practical essential tips are, like, they have this wonderful esoteric vibe, and then you're like, no, I'm going to make it practical as well. And now that you say that, and you know, it's funny, I meant to ask you what your sign was ahead of time, and then when you said Virgo, I'm like, that totally makes sense. What are Virgos? They are hardworking, practical, yet have that beautiful spiritual edge to them. So this totally just aligns with that, which is really cool. And I am a Leo, so I have that fire energy going.
Yeah, definitely. So for you right now, especially with Mercury retrograde, you're probably really bold all the time and going out there. Now, how has it affected you so far? I know, you know, technically we're still in the shadow period, but, you know, you find yourself maybe going more internally or maybe not sharing all of your thoughts the way you might normally?
Yes. So, quick to the listeners, it actually officially starts on June 7th. Like Yvette said, we're in the shadow period where we're kind of approaching it upwards. And so, yes, as a Leo, I definitely, and also as I guess as I shifted into this new place that I'm in right now, my new home, I've noticed that I've kind of wanted to isolate myself a little bit, but not isolate myself in a way that's like, oh, let me just kind of lay around or not talk to anyone or whatever. It's almost like, let me kind of be in my layer here so I can recharge my batteries so that I can kind of start brewing things and so that I can do more things that are going to help the outside world. That's definitely a space I feel like I'm in right now. So like recharge, rejuvenate, all these interesting retrograde is RE, and I feel like I'm doing all these different things that begin with that too.
That's so cool. That's really exciting about your apartment. I mean, you're just probably resetting things in your space that, you know, compared to how it was, you're probably putting things on a different table than they were before, you know, setting up your couch with, you know, the rest of your stuff. Mm-hmm. So, just kind of getting a totally different vibe going. So that actually your move worked out perfectly.
Yes, it did. The reason I think why it worked so well, and I think it's something that we're going to have to kind of play around with and some of our listeners are going to have to do during this time, is I got to the point where I had to surrender. I had to realize that something wasn't working out for me in my old apartment and that I needed to start something new, and I didn't know how, and it was going to be scary, and it, you know, there were more setbacks than I anticipated until I finally just gave up and said, who am I to know any better, and just surrendered. And I realized how rewarding and satisfactory that is, and how much we forget to do that and how much we are scared to do that when, in fact, it actually brings us to our highest satisfaction.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really liked how you were talking about in the introduction just about, you know, taking care, like, basically you're just acknowledging that, you know, astrology is not for everyone. I mean, some people don't really buy it or anything. And, you know, when I do my posts on Facebook, I'm very aware of that. And so, you know, I just try to bring the theme of kind of what's going on. In passing, people might be talking about Mercury retrograde. And so some people might just want to know, well, what exactly is it? I've heard people talk about that. And in addition to that, you know, then you just kind of talk about what's going on. And I just think regardless, I mean, when you're super aware of, you know, a possible energy that's just in the air, it gives you time to prepare. Like you said, I love that. It's just, you know, if you can anticipate something and do the best that you can possibly do, you're just, you know, raring ready to go. You can just be you, do what you're going to do anyways. And then if something does come up, if you do hit some kind of a malfunction or glitch, you just turn to your, you know, internal patience, balance, just get back in tune with your breath, and then just wait it out and just be compassionate either towards yourself or towards your friends that sometimes might, you know, be the causes of the miscommunication or something. So I just think, you know, it's really helpful.
Yes. No, absolutely. And one thing that when we have a request, we got a Gemini that wants to know how it's going to affect her. And I think this would be really fun for us to do maybe towards the end of the show, run through some of the signs and how they can in particularly be on guard or some of the tools that they can take with them, you know, as the retrograde hits.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, for Gemini in particular, they are strongly ruled with communication, so that is their forte anyway. And so it definitely does affect Gemini in some ways more than others, you know, just in terms of being honest and speaking clearly and doing your best to really speak your intentions, you know, in passing with your friends, with your family, with your loved ones, in your partnerships. At business, you know, look over your contracts, make sure you spelled everything correctly, you know, all the verbiage is there the way you mean it to be. Basically, just double-checking everything that you're doing as you go along. Gemini, like I said, just, you know, their ruler is communication, and they're very mental. And so, yeah, this, it's definitely going to be have a strong effect on a lot of Geminis. What do you think?
Yeah, and it's, I agree. And also, I mean, it's their birthday month. They should be having fun. They should be relaxing into it. And I think it's a time where, because this is the messenger planet, as I said, in communication, there is miscommunication. And with that miscommunication sometimes brings sensitivity, or you might be more into victim mode almost, or you might go into pointing fingers and blame. And I say to that, if you start to fall into that energy where you start to feel like, well, how come everyone's attacking me, or why is the world against me, especially when this is my time right now, like, I'm, you know, it's my birthday, or it's this or it's that, and you know, I shouldn't be having to deal with this. I invite you to just let it go. I invite you to just stop pointing the finger and just bring the finger back to yourself and see that it really has nothing to do with you. It's not as personal as you may think it is. They may be going through something themselves right now that you don't even know about. And so I invite you to either explore that and see where you can be compassionate, or just realize that it doesn't have as much to do with you as you actually think it does. I hate to break it to you, but people aren't talking about you as much as you think they are. And kind of just, it's true. And, you know, sometimes I hate to say it, but it's like we have to kind of realize that the world in some ways, does it revolve around you? Absolutely. But does your world revolve around someone else? Not as much as we think. So I think that's something to take note of. Yeah, so that's kind of my, like, tough love advice for the month, especially for the Gemini. Just, you know, don't be on the defense. Don't be on the attack. You don't have to play victim. It's okay. Just realize that it's not all about you. Don't take it so personally. And just see where maybe that person might actually need some compassion right now instead of worrying about how they're hurting you.
Exactly. And just in general, I think other pointers, just to be super flexible. Just, I mean, you just never know when the plan's going to change, and just go with the flow. It's usually in your best interest anyways, so just be happy that, you know, there's a spontaneous thing happening. Or I think right now it's getting close to summertime, you know, just leave a little extra time for travel and definitely back up your computer.
Yeah.
For anybody who's either in school or writing something important for business, definitely save your work regularly so that you don't end up at the very end with your tail between your legs, I think. Has that ever happened to you, Danielle?
Oh, it happened the last retrograde. My computer completely crashed, and it was one of those things where I kept saying, oh, you know, I have the little zip drive or whatever that's called, and I just kept saying, okay, I'm going to do that later. I'm going to do that later. Oh, I'm going to do it this weekend. And then, of course, it never happens. You kind of gamble with it, right? You're like, oh, like I can kind of put it off another day. It's almost like this weird game that, at least for me, I play with myself. And I had this weird feeling. I remember this one time, like, Danielle, you definitely need to do it, and I didn't listen, and I got home, and sure enough, computer was completely dead. The weird thing is after the retrograde had passed in March, my computer came back to life, and it's been working fine. But I did back up as soon as it came back to life. So I was very happy about that. But I definitely, got hit by that. And it's a lesson that it's so funny, though. We learn our lesson, and we're good for a while, and then we start to test it out again, and we start to gamble and roll the dice and see, you know, how long we can stretch things out for. So I'm trying not to tread back into that territory again.
Oh, good. That's awesome. You know, one thing that I thought is really interesting about the whole retrograde period, you were saying how it's about, you know, a three-week period, and we get about three of them a year or so. It's kind of related, don't you think, to, like, our sleep cycles, where we're sleeping about a third of the time. And during the time that we sleep, we're restoring, we're regenerating ourselves, we're repairing, you know, whatever we need to do. So, you know, I like to think of it as, like, I think it just on a whole, like, big scope of it, it's just the rhythm of life. You know, we have to take that time to just kind of just settle for a second and just, you know, not go as fast and just, you know, look ahead a little bit and, you know, anticipate and prepare for stuff. So.
Yeah, I think it's important to stress, okay, to slow down sometimes. It's okay to take a break. You know, I think we're always so hard on ourselves, or we feel guilty if we're doing too much me time. You know, like, oh, like I should be doing this, right? You know, so maybe cut out some of the things that we think we should be doing, and just, it's okay to just be being and
exactly
exist in that space. Yeah, I think that's great to recognize that. And so not only taking care of loose ends and kind of getting all that wrapped up, just be like, okay, like you said, it's summer now. It's a chance to just actually just relax and do it in a way that you can do it guilt-free and not think about everything else that should be going on, and just being like, I'm here right now. I will get to the rest, either whether I'm sitting here doing nothing, thinking about it, or just sit here and doing nothing. I'm still going to be doing it later, so what's the point? And just let yourself exist in those moments.
Totally. And it's a time that can be fun. I mean, I know some people really are out there to just serve people and do for others, whether it's like at work or for their children or for their spouses, and they barely have time to take care of doing stuff for them. So this is a fun time to go and redo your hair, get a new hairstyle maybe you've been putting off for a long time, or maybe you need to redo parts of your house that you're like, oh, I've been putting off that maintenance, but this is a perfect time for all that.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And as a Virgo, I'd love to hear anything else that's kind of come up for you in the shadow period, or that you know that you personally need to be on guard for, or just give yourself extra attention in certain areas because of this upcoming retrograde.
You know what? I was thinking about that right before the call, and honestly, right now, I just totally drew a blank. But honestly, right now, what I'm in the process of doing, actually, is building my website. So this is perfect because I'm going over everything, all the text. You know how you have to do a lot of stuff in that kind of an area.
Yeah.
So it actually is giving me a lot of time to do research, to do, you know, my quiet stuff behind the scenes. So for me, it's the perfect timing for this because I set a deadline. I want to get there. So, yeah, I mean, as far as my analytical kind of stuff, that's exactly where it's going. And, you know, I am super sensitive. I don't know that that's a Virgo quality. I'm sure everybody is. But in my communications with my partner, I am super careful right now with my communication because I know I tend to talk really fast sometimes, and I, in my head, know exactly what I mean, but I probably don't put it in those kind of words when I'm having a conversation. And so it's like a good reminder for me because it's just slow down and really say what you meant to say, and then make sure that they heard the words and interpreted them the way you meant them. Because sometimes they'll hear the words and then they'll interpret them in a totally different way as well. So that's kind of some of the stuff that I've been going through. Funny enough, in the last week, my dog, he is training me to put my toothbrush away. It's the funniest thing. He's a beast bless, but he's kind of a big dog, and he's been the little toothbrush thief where for the last week or so, he's probably taken about four of our toothbrushes where I have to keep going back and buying more and replacing them, and I'll use my fresh toothbrush, and I come home, and it's missing, and it's like, oh, my gosh. You know what? It would be really simply solved if I could just put it back in the little toothbrush tray where it's supposed to be. And instead, I leave it leaning against the edge of the sink, and it's like gone. So that's been one of the effects I've seen this week.
That's so funny. And so, yeah, and these little, like, tiny things where you're like, why does that keep happening? And it's like, oh, I know now. It's that little tricky messenger energy going on, which is it's so funny. And, you know, it's interesting. Well, actually, two things. First, I want to backtrack to say, I love what you said. Say what you mean to say. That honestly, that sums up a lot of this month, you know, because of communication. That's so relevant. And that's just, I think that's something that if you can write that somewhere or make it your affirmation or your mantra in some area of your life, maybe you need to put it on your desk at work. Say what you meant to say. So when you're talking to your coworkers or your boss, you're not walking away saying, oh, I should have said such and such, or I should have said that. Now, of course, we all have moments where we're really excited and we have a lot going on and we kind of forget to say certain pieces. That's okay. That happens. But if you're in a space where you're kind of fumbling and you know what you want to say, but you're trying to figure out what you should say instead, try to move away from that and just trust yourself, honor yourself, and say what you're meant to say. So I love that. I think that was just so perfectly said and something that is very easy for us to write down somewhere and remember and use that to bring us back home when we're not quite honoring ourselves and we're not being completely truthful. Because not only does it hurt us, but it hurts the other person that we're talking to too, because they're not getting the full experience of you, which in turn is why they're with you. And so you should respect that and honor that.
Exactly. No, that is so true. It comes back to, again, to the compassion. Just have it for yourself and then have it for others too. One of the things, since we have about a week right now, since it goes direct, if you want to call it retrograde direct, or it goes into its full transit, it gives us a little bit of time right now to go and finish and tie up all those loose ends. Like, what have we been putting off? What do we have in the back of our mind that we say, oh, yeah, I'll get to it later? You know, you just want to, you know, do your best right now so that if that something does happen, you're able to just say, you know what? Hey, stuff happens. I actually did everything. I mean, this just came out of the blue for no reason, and that's just life. You just kind of have to go with the flow. As far as you calling me, Danielle, I was loving it because, again, I don't know if you've heard how with Mercury retrograde, coincidences are really prevalent. Mm. So it's just another common thing that you might notice. It's just, you know, things just finally match up in a funky way, and it was meant to be. It's like, so not all accidents are bad accidents, is, I guess, my point I was kind of thinking about.
Yeah, happy accidents. I love it. And coincidences, you're so right. I think we are in a time to stop calling them coincidences and just call them, yes, this is happening because it was supposed to happen, or this isn't weird. This is actually just as it was meant to be, and to start noticing them and not writing them off as just a strange thing, but actually take them seriously as a meant-to-be kind of thing. So that's cool. I like that. And, yeah, and it just don't ignore that feeling that comes with that synergy of a quote-unquote coincidence.
Exactly, definitely. And I think our intuition is especially high right now during this period. So, probably along with your internal time fixing up your apartment and getting, you know, just isolating yourself a little bit, you're actually having more access to that light inside you that just really speaks to your heart. And I think we all need to really tap into that and use it and trust ourselves.
Oh, yes, I'm glowing hearing that. And I actually wrote down in my notes for the show today, I said to, you know, you may be second-guessing yourself or you may be feeling indecisive, but this is a time where you can actually flow forward with your intuition and actually really, in a time where everything seems to be moving backwards, move yourself forward in the best way you know how, and that's through your inner light and your inner
exactly.
self.
So, yeah, because it is super true. I think I'm scatterbrained most of the time anyway. I just kind of, you know, I just did a cleanse because I was feeling a little foggy. But right now, especially, the retrograde makes us feel a lot scatterbrained. But you're right, definitely. Even when we're feeling like that, just trust that inner voice that's inside because that's what's guiding us. That one we can trust. Trust your gut right now.
Yes. When everything else seems against you, you can go to the one place that will never be, and that's right there, right in that spot inside of you. And I invite you to explore it, and we'll talk about, we have to take a quick break, but when I come back, we can actually talk about some of those ways that we can really take advantage of self-care and holistic opportunities and ways that you can kind of tap into that self-love area so that you always have that place to go to when you feel like you don't really know where to turn.
Cool.
Great. So with that, I want to just take a moment to take a breather, get a drink of water if you need one or whatever it is. And in the meantime, I just want to give a quick little plug to our network that you're listening to, and that's the Life Coach Radio Network. We started a little over a year ago. We just had our one-year anniversary party last month, and it was so much fun to be a part of this organization. We really are a community to bring awareness of self-help and empowerment to people in ways that maybe they wouldn't be able to get the resources or the tools otherwise. Maybe they can't afford to get a coach or don't live in an area where group coaching is heavily accessible. So we wanted to provide a platform for people to get knowledge and resources in a way that maybe they just couldn't otherwise. And so since the start of the Life Coach Radio Network, we also now have the International Life Coach Radio Network, and we have the Life Coach Chat Channel. And so I wanted to kind of just give you a little bit of our upcoming lineup that, in addition to my show, there are others as soon as tomorrow. So there's always something going on. So tomorrow our show, that's June 4th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as well. It's called 100 Miles an Hour and Going Nowhere Fast. Better Stop and Read the Signs. During this broadcast, life and career transition coach Tamara Cosley Robinson, will be joined by health and wellness coach Elizabeth Overton, and they will discuss why we get caught up in the rat race of life, its effect on our mental, spiritual, and physical health, and the ways to regroup and realign with a more effective way of living. I've had actually myself Elizabeth on my show, and she is amazing. She's a great health coach. She has an amazing knowledge of nutrition and what everything means and does for you. It's so fantastic. So that's tomorrow at 8 p.m. Then on Thursday, June 5th at 5 p.m., also on the Life Coach Radio Network, is Walk Your Talk with Leanne and Dr. Weiss into the Intimacy of Anorexia. What is that, you ask? Great question. They're going to chat about intimacy, anorexia, how it can affect us inside and the outside tapestry of how it affects all individuals, families, couples, et cetera. So Leanne Parsons is the regular host. She'll be joined by Dr. Weiss, who is a licensed psychologist and executive director of Heart-to-Heart Counseling in Colorado Springs. As a director, he maintains a number of counselors, support groups, and 3 to 5 day intense workshops. He's also the president of the AASP, which is a frequent guest on national TV, radio, and print media. So they're going to talk about this whole idea of intimacy anorexia, what it is, how it will show up, and what you can do about it. So that's on Thursday, June 5th. And I'll tell you one more. We got Balanced Life with FIT, Mindfulness and Health, on June 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Philomena will be interviewing Dr. Paul Epstein. He's a neuropathic physician, mind-body therapist, mindfulness meditation teacher, and international speaker. He leads workshops on the wounded healer. His approach emphasizes guiding people in transforming stress, pain, and illness into a journey of self-healing and an opportunity for spiritual awakening and happiness. That's on the Life Coach Radio Network, the one you're listening to right now on June 6th at 8 p.m. So like I said, in addition to my show, there are plenty of others that you can look and listen look up and listen to. The great thing is if you can't make a live show, we have a whole archive of past shows. Every show, once it airs, is automatically archived into a recording for you to listen to whenever you want. It's available on Blog Talk Radio, or you can look us up on iTunes if you go to Life Coach Radio Network, and all of our podcasts are on there. So any time of day, anything you're looking for, we probably have you covered. So for more information, you can always call lifecoachradionetwork.com, and get your fix. All right, so with that, we're going to go back to my show. We have been flying through the material. There is so much to talk about. I love my synergy with Yvette right now, and it's just where we're really going through. So what we've been talking about, for those of you that are just joining us, is Mercury retrograde, what you can do about it, how it affects you. And one of the big things that we just brought up is the idea of self-care and how when everything seems to be going against you, you can turn towards the one thing that is always true and right and just, and that is you. And I think it's especially important because we've mentioned how Mercury will be affecting us during the Gemini moon. It also will be coming through during the Cancer one as well. So through the sign of Cancer, we'll also be dealing with this Mercury retrograde. And that Cancer is a sign of sensitivity, of reclusiveness, of nurturing, of wanting to take care of others, of wanting to focus on our emotional security and family matters. So this is something where it's going to feel really important as we start off in the Mercury retrograde and then become even more prevalent as we enter into Cancer through that. Get into this whole idea of self-care, some other things that you can do besides, like we talked about tying up a loose end, getting those monkeys off your back that you're feeling, recognizing the synchronicities that are coming up, patience, and how we can kind of restore our inner balance to really help us during that time. So welcome back, Beth. Happy to have you back
Thank
on the show
so
after
much.
A little mini break.
Yes.
So,
definitely.
Yeah, so I would love to hear just some of your other holistic approaches to self-care, self-love, because it always is at the end of the day, awareness is so great, and with that awareness, it's a way to better fine-tune ourselves so that we can make it through any kind of planetary shift that's going on.
Definitely, and I think that is huge. And one of my favorite things when we talk about self-care, let's start with self-talk. It's the dialogue that we have that goes on in our head and our heart, things that we're thinking about ourselves daily. I think half the time, at least me, I know sometimes I'll catch myself thinking something that isn't really the nicest thing. Like it's something that I probably wouldn't say to my best friend, but there I go inside my head either worrying about something because this person might be thinking this about me, or I am just thinking, oh, that was dumb. Why did I do that? And it's like, just let it go. Honestly, we need to be our own best friend first. So the whole self-talk thing is big. Do you have anything in addition to that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yeah, of course. It's so funny. You said your own best friend. I wrote down in my notes, best ally. So it's definitely the same thing. It's turning yourself into your own best ally. Go ahead.
The thing that I think, the secondary reason why I think that's so huge is that, you know, all of our thoughts and our feelings have a vibration to them. And so as we're thinking these not so nice things, it's kind of a lower vibration. So what we're actually sending out, it's like a radio signal that we're transmitting out into the universe. And so what we're seeing show up in our, you know, in our physical life is energies that match that. So sometimes if we're feeling like a victim or we're thinking, oh man, this always happens to me or why me, things like that, it just keeps going. So that self-talk, sometimes we really just need to break the cycle, I should say, and just choose to say, you know what, I did my best. That's why that part is so important with the whole thing, because then you're saying, I'm amazing. I really tried. I did my best. Okay, so sometimes we don't always succeed with everything that we do, but if we're doing our best and that was all we knew at that moment to do it, then we've learned something. And then the next time we're presented with something like, you know, a similar situation, we can advance a little bit. And so when we're having that positive self-talk, our vibration rises. It is a lot stronger and higher. And all of a sudden, that's exactly what we're transmitting. So then things will start showing up in our physical world right in front of us that match that same feeling. And so then, you know, that will become its own cycle. And that's, I think, how we kind of get rid of old patterns and bad habits and things like that. What do you think?
Oh, my God. I couldn't say it better if I tried. Like, absolutely. I am so on board with you. You summed it up so well. No, you did. You just got me to another, you basically just brought me up to a higher level myself just in listening to you describe it, because you're absolutely right. And that is absolutely the key to mastering self-love. You always have something to work towards and something to strive towards, and this is the way to do it. This is the way to take your practice to another level, to allow yourself to be higher, to take off all the heavy burdens and shift into a space that feels more welcoming and in turn attract that back to you. I like to describe it as the boomerang effect. Whatever it is that you throw out there, you're going to get right back. And so what do you want to be thrown back at you? What do you want to have to work through? What do you want to have to handle? Do you want to handle heavy things? Do you want discomfort and pain and grievances to come back at you? Or do you want things that are light and airy and flowy and happy to be in your existence right now? So it's up to you. It's your choice of what you want to put out there. And so I think the way that you described as to how to do that is just amazingly said, and how you can help vibrate on a higher space than what is going on in your world with the planetary forces and influences and energies that you may be feeling. So, well said.
Yeah, so thank I'm going to give an example of what that might look like in real life.
Okay.
Let's just say right now I really am on a cleanse right now. I'm eating a little bit better. I'm attempting to do my regular exercise in addition to yoga. I'm kind of on a little program. So, of course, my weakness is just food. Of course, I just love all the yummy things that really aren't the best for me. But here's the way what I just said would look in action. Let's just say I end up ordering that muffin and eating the entire thing. Well, as I catch myself, and, you know, let's sometimes maybe I'm on autopilot. I don't even see that I'm ordering it. I just ordered it because it looks really good. And then as I'm eating it, I might have a quick thought in my head that goes, oh, man, this is not on my diet. I really shouldn't be eating it. At that exact moment is the perfect opportunity to kick it into that higher vibration thought, which would sound more like, all right, I'm eating it. I'm going to chew it really well so that my body has a way to digest it and process it easier. I'm going to enjoy and savor every single bite of this as I chew it. I'm going to just take in the smell, and I'm going to love myself. I deserve this. This is just a treat. I'm going to do better on my next meal. End of story. Now I've made that exact, you know, little phase or event into something uplifting, whereas if I take that first bite and go, oh, man, oh, this is going to go straight to my thighs. Oh, great. I can't be eating like this. Why do I? Now that vibration is headed the complete opposite way. So all in all, the muffin isn't the deal. It's what's happening in my head as I'm eating it and after I am finished eating it. Like, am I still carrying that muffin that evening when I get home? Am I still killing myself going, man, I shouldn't have eaten that 785-calorie muffin. It was so bad. Or am I saying, you know what, I had the best afternoon. And you know what, that was kind of fun. I never get muffins. I deserve it. I've had such a good week. And you know what, this Tuscan kale salad that I'm eating right now is perfect for me. It's a perfect balance. I'm doing great. I'm going to do even better tomorrow. So that's just kind of one way, one of those little self-talk thoughts might look in action.
Yeah, well said. And, you know, it's funny. I'm a big fan of mindful eating. I've talked about it on the show. We've had people on that have talked about it, and I've used it in a way that can be positive when you're eating something that you would typically feel guilty about. But I've actually never thought about it in the sense of when you're eating something that is quote-unquote healthy or that you actually already feel good about. It's like, keep that movement going. So, like, not only are you doing that with something that is quote-unquote, I don't like to use the word bad, but considered unhealthy or maybe there's something artificial about it or whatnot, but actually doing it in the same light for the things that have really positive sun energy or whatever it is that you're eating. So that was a beautiful example of taking something that is deemed as not as healthy and then using it in the same way for something that is. And that's how you create balance in your life. And that's how you attract, you know, a healthy lifestyle with your eating. So great example. Really good. Thank you.
Cool.
And one thing with the self-care, which goes along with the eating and how you can really be your best self during these times when things seem to be working against you, is notice what you're eating in the sense of, yeah, does this have chemicals? What energies am I taking on? Is this being made by an animal that was raised in a loving grass-fed farm, or is this made, you know, is this spice or this, you know, meat that I'm eating from a corn-fed factory where there was no love given to this animal, and now I'm eating that animal that no love was given to. You know, so what choices am I making based on the food that I'm putting in? Where did it come from? What was the energy behind what made this food? You know, did someone make me this cookie and they were really pissed off about something, and now I'm eating their energy in this cookie? Or am I eating this cookie because someone really loved me and they cared about me and they wanted to make this for me to show, you know, their way of spreading happiness and joy? So taking on the energy of what we put into our bodies is important, too, to note what was behind that originally before we took it on. And because that can affect us more than we realize.
That is so true. Lately, I've been trying, I just organically just not been as interested in eating meat. But, you know, I'm not a straight vegan or vegetarian yet. I just, you know, I should say vegetarian. I'm probably more on that side. I'll have cheese once in a while. And once in a while, if there's fish or chicken, I'll have that too. But again, just like what you just said, I am more aware, okay, if I can have something grass-fed, my boyfriend / ex-husband, he has a ranch up near Fresno, and so he has access to getting grass-fed things that, you know, they either were living on his ranch, and he's a hunter, so he'll either take them or he'll purchase them, and, you know, it's grass-fed meat. So something like that, I just feel so much better about knowing that this animal had a beautiful life. It was out in the wild. It was running around. It was breathing the air. And then at the very end, all right, its life is put for a purpose. It's feeding me. I'm going to, you know, respect it and treat it kindly and not waste. And so, you know, that whole thought process kind of can be incorporated into what I'm putting in my body, too. I like what you said about that.
Yeah, awesome. So we're actually, believe it or not, we're already starting to wrap up on the hour. So we totally flew through this. I told you it's completely just a rush, this whole show, when you do it, and all these insights come from it, and it's such an amazing experience that happens. So before we start to wrap, though, I want to, you know, have you give, you know, our listeners any other final comments, anything else that might relate to their sign, any other final tips that could really help them during this period, and not only just while Mercury is retrograding, but throughout the rest of the year, or any hardship that they're feeling, or anything that is a, as you call them best, a practical, essential tool.
Yeah, I think, well, again, I think that every person, I think nowadays most people know what their sign is. So whatever it is about your sign that is, you know, the main thing about it, this is a time where the Mercury retrograde is going to have you kind of revise and redo some of those things. It's going to take you into your mind, and you're just going to pause for a moment. And so let's just say Aquarius, where they take, you know, humanity and communities at a whole, they might reprocess certain things and just, you know, their energy might be aimed more at that. Or let's just say Aries, again, they're really strong with, you know, being outgoing, and this little transit might affect them more in terms of their job or their, you know, health-related communications, just because they normally rule their lives in that kind of a way. Practically and essentially, I guess, it really is a time to pause. Like, I like to think about the whole sleep cycle thing again. It's a time to let us just slow down and go easy and do what we need to do to replenish ourselves. And that is going to have an effect on everything you touch right after, when it goes direct again and we're good to go, the way we touch humanity, the way we touch people.
Yeah. Yes, all of those things. Are you still with us?
I am still with you. I'm just thinking, you know, you asked me to give a practical kind of aspect, which that really wasn't. I would just, if there's any suggestion, mainly right now, it's to, you know, don't go out and buy a new electronic. I mean, I know it's kind of cliche. That's just what everybody always says. But if you can put it off or if you can repair your computer right now, it might be a better idea than buying something that's going to turn into a lemon and you're going to have trouble with, you know, for the remainder of its life. Or, you know, if you're signing a new contract or you're doing something for the first time, try and make it wait until after the 7th of July. You know, right now is just a time to go back and revise and do things instead of starting something fresh and new. And actually, it kind of goes for relationships, too. If you're not already in one, as we're coming up to June 7th, it might be a time to just, you know, have fun and just relax and not really go for, you know, meeting that special someone, because for some reason or another, the next, you know, 3 weeks might, everything is just kind of pivotal and it might switch around a little bit before things actually get settled. I'm not sure what you think about that.
I think amazing things about that. No, those are all great tips. And I'm getting that reoccurring theme of the prefix, like RE, you know, review things, rejuvenate, relax, even relationships. So it's very interesting that those terms keep coming up when we're thinking about our tools. So keep that theme in mind with your, you know, listeners, yourself, this whole RE theme of just reinvestigate things, reassess. This is the time to do all that. And like what I said, just be practical when it comes to technology and realize, you know, contracts, things that are kind of very important or really matter, this might not be the time. Just kind of hang back a little bit if you can for a few more weeks and get through it. So, and I'm going to post some resources, some articles that I think are helpful. And I'm a big fan of Susan Miller and the Astrology Twins. They always have great insights. Is there anyone that you turn to in particular that helps you with this kind of stuff?
Well, I know that right now Danielle Laporte just kind of turned me on. She was looking at Mystic Mom? It's something like that. It's on one of her feeds this week.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the one that I love, and I'm not even sure, I haven't looked, I don't really follow astrology right now just because, I don't research it right now because I kind of have, for the last few years, learned a lot of stuff about it. And so I'm not sure exactly, but Astro Danced used to be my favorite stuff because they have a membership that you can either buy and, you know, have a monthly subscription where they'll go a little bit more into detail about certain transits that are happening pertaining to your signs specifically, even like in terms of your natal chart. Or you can just have, you know, the general, which is free to everybody, but it's astrodienst.com. I really like that one. That one's kind
cool.
of more in detail than some of the other ones.
Awesome. And the fact that you really have a turn to it much just shows you're a natural and you've been using your intuition and you just get the universe and the galaxy, so I love it.
Oh. Yeah, you know, it's funny because thank you. Yeah, sometimes when things are interesting to you, they just stick. And then other times you're just trying to learn and learn certain things that just aren't your cup of tea, and so that makes it a little harder. But, yeah, in terms of astrology, I've just always thought it was really interesting. And then you start seeing common themes and, you know, things about certain signs and just aspects that happen in reference to it.
Totally with you on that. It's the juicy part of it that I love. Well, thank you so, so much for just taking the time to come on the show tonight, for being so enthusiastic and just really bringing your whole self and your authenticity to the program. I really appreciate it. I know the listeners really did as well. We've gotten a lot of great feedback and encouragement throughout the show, which has just been really beautiful, and it's part of the magic and the synergy and the energy that you brought forth to this tonight. So I just wanted to say thank you so much. And I know that your website is still in the works, so please do give me the link to that when it's ready so I can share it with everyone. And if anyone wants to get in touch with you in the meantime, they can reach out through me, or if there's another platform or an email that they can reach out to you, please do share it now.
Well, I mean, they can always friend me on Facebook. It's just Yvette Escalette.
Beautiful.
And Yeah, I love friends, so that works. And thank
okay,
you
great,
to
great.
You, Danielle. This has been super fun. Even, you know, your segment on Mercury retrograde was super informative for me, and it's just fun to kind of go back and forth. And so thank you again.
Of course. And, so many thanks to you, and I'm so excited to see how everything evolves and wishing you the best of luck during this retrograde. I know you're going to be a rock star and be fantastic throughout it and the months to come as well. So I look forward to it.
Thank you. Yes, everybody listening is definitely going to be a rock star during this transition,
yeah.
Now that they know what to prepare for. I love it.
Yay. Yes. Okay. Well, thank you so much, and have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Woo. Well, thank you so much, Yvette, for coming on. She was beyond the expectations, which is always so wonderful, and I have high ones, let me tell you. So just so much fun having her on, and again, like she said, someone to bounce this whole period of time that we're approaching with, because I could do it myself, sure, but it's so much better to have someone else that can do it and give all these wonderful little juicy nuggets of information that I wouldn't have thought of otherwise. So as we both said, just really take this as a time to take care of yourself, guilt-free. Don't worry about the what ifs and the shoulds or any of that. This is your time for you to really just relax, rest, rejuvenate, get yourself in a space where you can feel really good about yourself, to not fall into that doom trap, to not worry about what other people are thinking or what they think you should be doing. This is your time. You know, just focus on what needs to be done for you, that holistic self-care, maybe meditation, eating good foods, exercising, tying up loose ends. This is a time to turn all your vices into good vibes, if you will. And back up that computer. I can't stress that enough because I've been there and it's not fun. Back up your computer. Please. So if you have any other questions or comments, or you want more information about the retrograde or my business in general, I always welcome you to reach out to me. I love your comments and your feedback. It keeps me going. Like, clearly, it does. I don't think you realize how amazing you are, because you just simply are. So please reach out to me. My website is newyoucitycoaching.com. You can find me on every social media platform there is. If there's one that you can't find me on, please let me know so that I can then be on it. And you can typically find me with my handle, newyoucity. Instagram is one of my favorite platforms to use. I love all my Instagram followers, and I love following them in turn. So newyoucity, Twitter, newyoucity, Facebook, I'm newyoucitycoach. And you can always, just like I said, reach out to me via email through my website, newyoucitycoaching.com. Our next show will be on the third Tuesday of the month, so not next Tuesday, but the following. I can't think of the date right now. But I hope that you tune in then. We'll have another great guest on and more wisdom to share. And I wanted to leave you today actually with one of the practical essential tips that left Cecily the way that I found her for tonight. So use this as kind of your mantra or your affirmation, if you will, throughout this period if you're feeling discouraged or not quite sure what you need to do. So it's practical essential tip number 113. Do your best daily and take care of loose ends so peace fills your heart when navigation mishaps happen. So with that, I leave you all to be beautiful light warriors in the world. You have everything that you need to make it happen, and when you ever feel discouraged, turn back towards that inner light. The light switch is always ready to be turned on when it's off. I promise you it's there. You can find it. So, again, sending you so much love. And remember that just stay open to life's possibilities and just please always keep dreaming. We'll talk next time. Reaching you all much love and light. Good night, everyone.